of the International Secret Police.
Hello.
To leave Speed in Kano under the Emir's care while he and Barney fly on to the Atlantean base in the Sahara Desert. Meantime, the Octopus, learning that the secret police are alive and are on their way to his headquarters, orders his operators stationed along the way to stop them at all costs. Thus far, nothing has happened, but as the boys and the Emir drive to the airport to get Speed's belongings from the plane, another automobile hurtles out of a side street and crashes into the royal car.
Clint, are you all right?
Yes, Speed. What about you?
Oh, just a bump on the head. But hey, look at Barney. He's out cold.
So is the Emir. They got the worst of the impact on that side.
Mother's a dear. It is a miracle that we are all alive.
I'm not so sure we are, Carla.
What?
The Emir is badly hurt. We've got to get him to a doctor as quickly as possible.
Clint, look. Here's the driver of the car that hit us. He's trying to get away.
Stop that man. Don't let him get away.
That's good.
Ask him a few questions after we take care of Barney and the Emir.
Oh. Sounds like Barney's coming too. Boy, am I glad to hear that.
So am I, Pete. Sitting where he was, I wonder he wasn't killed. If our driver hadn't jammed on his brakes when he did, Barney would have received the full impact of that other car.
Yes.
Instead of the hood of this one.
Hey, where am I?
In Toronto, Barney. How do you feel?
Oh, my head.
What hit it?
An express train?
Almost as bad. An automobile.
Anyone else hurt?
The Emir is bad off. The rest of us just shaken up. And they've got the driver of the other car.
Oh, yeah? Where is he? Let me at that
Take
driver.
It easy, Barney. Take it easy. We can do nothing until the confusion dies down.
Gosh, no. Everybody's running around all excited.
Well, the police are taking charge now. We'll soon get this thing straightened out. But the first thing we've got to do is get medical aid for the Emir. So come on. Let's see what we can do about this.
Hospitals give me the creeps.
This is the Emir's palace, Barney. Not a hospital.
Yeah. But right now, the court physician is in the next room giving the Emir the once-over. And we're waiting to hear the verdict. That makes it a hospital to me.
Shouldn't have to wait much longer. He's been in there for a long time. Oh, by the way, how's your head?
Okay. But I don't think I'll be able to wear a hat for a while. Got a bump on it the size of an egg. And I don't mean a hummingbird's egg, either. What's so funny?
Every time anything happens, it seems to happen to you, Barney.
Yeah, and that's no lie.
When are we going to question the prisoner, Clint? The driver of the other car.
And as soon as we know, the Emir is all right, Carla.
Hey, look. Here comes the doctor now.
Let's hope he brings good news. If the Emir is seriously or fatally injured, we may be held up here in Kano until it's too late to reach the octopus.
Mr. Barlow?
Oh, yes. How is His Highness?
His Highness has recovered consciousness and has requested to see all of you.
All of us? Is he well enough for that?
Yes. His injuries, though painful, are not as serious as we first feared.
Well.
And he not only desires to look upon you, but the inferior dog who sought to injure you.
The driver of the crack-up car?
Yes. I'm going to send for him now. His Highness desires that you question the man in his presence.
Good. That'll save time, and that's important now. Shall we go in to see the Emir now?
Yes. please.
Very well. Come along, boy.
Boy, I'm sure glad the Emir isn't hurt bad.
So am I, Speed. Particularly on our account.
What do you mean, our account?
I'll explain later. Now, here we are.
Can we go in without knocking?
See, didn't the doctor say so?
Yeah, but you never know how to act around these Emirs.
All right, quiet, quiet.
Maybe he's asleep.
No, I'm not asleep, Speed. I'm merely concentrating.
How are you feeling, Your Highness?
Much better physically than I do mentally, Mr. Barlow, thank you. I'm highly incensed that such a thing should happen to my guests in Carno. Hereafter, I shall order all motor cars off the street. We shall return to horses and camels for our method of transportation.
Well, there would still be a risk as long as we were around, Your Highness.
Risk?
Yes. You see, the driver of that car was trying to destroy us, the secret police, rather than you.
But I do not understand.
I'm sure we'll find that he's a member of the Octopus Band.
Oh, I see.
Then that means that the Octopus not only knows we are on his trail, but has his men located along our line of flight to try and stop us.
Exactly.
Suffering wang doodles. We're going into a mess of trouble and don't dare to stop on the way or somebody tries to knock us off.
Knock us off?
Well, sure. Look at that guy in the other car. He tried to knock us off the street, didn't he?
Oh, most certainly. What a quaint way of putting it. By the way, the driver will soon be here. I wish you would question him in my presence. My physician insists that I remain in bed for several days. So I ordered him brought here.
Good. As soon as we get what we want out of him, we'll be on our way, Your Highness. I'm more anxious than ever to reach the Sahara after this last occurrence.
Yes?
Prisoner, Your Highness.
You may enter.
Yeah, that's the guy, all right. I'll never forget that mug in a million years.
Yeah. Well, so you're the fellow who tried to kill us, huh?
Yes, Your Excellency. It is most unfortunate that Allah willed it otherwise.
Now, wait a minute. Don't drag Allah into this. He had nothing to do with it.
All right, Barney. Now, Roddy. Quiet, quiet. Now, you, what's your name?
Hassan.
He's not a Nigerian, Mr. Barlow. He appears to be one of the tribesmen from the desert.
Very probably. Do you admit being a member of the Octopus Gang, Hassan?
There is a saying on the desert, Your Excellency. When one admits a crime, one puts a dagger in the hand of his enemy.
You think you're pretty smooth, huh?
You have a most discerning eye, Your Excellency. I was told otherwise.
Why,
I'm trying to get the goat, Barney. Take it easy.
Yeah, but I'd still like to mop up the pallet floor with him.
Your desert saying began with, when one admits a crime. Evidently, then, you realize that being a member of the Oxford Gang is a crime, Hassan.
What do you intend doing with me?
Answering one question with another isn't going to work, Hassan. Before you leave this room, you're going to tell us everything you know about the Oxford.
And if I refuse?
There are some ancient torture chambers in Carno. They have not been used for 100 years. But it would be a great pleasure to resurrect their painful terrors for such a criminal.
So be it, if that is the will of Allah.
Grant, let me slug.
Now, wait, Barney. Be no need for that. For Hassan is wise in some things. He keeps his head in danger. If he remembers to do that now, when he faces the greatest danger of all, he'll be saved.
Danger? From the secret police?
Ah, you do know who we are.
Of course. But what is this danger you spoke of, Your Excellency?
The Octopus is fighting a losing battle. We're on our way to the Sahara now to destroy him and his death ray machine. It'll go hard with all those in his band, for there'll be a battle when we meet. If his followers are not killed by us, then the Octopus will find a way of destroying them. For he does not like witnesses to his crimes. All those in his band now know too much for their own safety.
You are very convincing, Your Excellency. But I still will not place a dagger in your hand.
No, you fool. You will put it in your own heart instead by keeping silent.
What is to be shall be. I have no fear of the future.
That is well said, because you have no future. Tomorrow you die.
So be it.
Gosh, isn't that kind of rough, Your Highness?
It's justice, Speed. An eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. This man attempted to destroy us. We must in turn destroy him. so that he will never have a second chance.
That eye for an eye business is probably what's keeping Hassan quiet, Clint. He knows he hasn't got a chance, so he won't talk.
Is that true, Hassan? If telling us what you know would save your life, would you answer our questions?
No, Your Excellency.
Very well. I'm through with him, Your Highness.
Sound the gong there, Speed. That will call the guards.
Sure.
I am happy to have had this opportunity to talk to you of the secret police. And I have no need to wish you a safe journey to the Sahara.
Now, just what did that crack mean?
That there would be others along the way to stop us, Barney.
Right. I wish we could fly directly to the Atlantean base. But we'll have to land every gun if we leave our plane there and continue on by caravan.
And that would be the only possible way you could reach the octopus, Mr. Barlow. Otherwise, he would destroy you with his death ray machine.
Yes, I know. Now, boys, looks like we'll get out the makeup again when we reach Regan. Disguise ourselves as Arabs and ride camels to the Atlantean base.
Ride a camel, huh? You're bound to try everything before we leave Africa.
That's the only logical way to travel, Barney. We can pack our supplies and ammunition and guns on as many camels as we need. The larger the caravan, the more convincing we'll be.
I hope you're not so convincing that a band of desert raiders decides to rob you, Clint, and sweep down in an attack before you can fight them off.
Well, you'll be on the lookout for that.
But you'll be with us, Howard.
You mean I am to fly to Regan with you?
No, the plans are still the same. Only you leave for Leopoldville immediately. Now, I'm going to call the Belgian administrator there by shortwave and see how Mr. Buchanan is getting along. If he's strong enough, you fly the pursuit plane there, pick him up, and join us at Regan. By that time, we'll have the caravan ready.
See, the legionaries will get you trusted men.
Gosh, Clint, I'd give anything if I could go with you.
Just how much would you give, Steve?
Huh? You mean...
You're going with us, all right.
Oh, boy!
Yeah, that near accident is showing me that you will be no safer away from us than with us. The octopus gangsters looking for us everywhere. So you'll fly to the Sahara with us.
Gosh, Clint, how could I thank
you? By obeying orders of the letter. And now, we've got to get started. I think it's best for you to get some rest anyhow, Your Highness, so we'll go to the radio room and get in touch with Leopold.
But I shall see you before you leave Carl.
Oh, yes, but it'll be soon, because we're starting for Regan before evening. Before anything else can happen.
Thank you.